Nathan Zagura alongside Matt Wilhelm with your game preview for Week 7. It's the Browns and the Bengals in Cincinnati. The last time the Browns beat this team 2 years ago in the Natty on a Thursday night. They'll hope to recapture that magic this Sunday in a game that really is a must-win for both teams. The Browns looking for their first win this season. The Bengals have lost two in a row and sit at 2-4, so they need this one to get their playoff aspirations back on track. It's also huge. Hugh Jackson, yes, the former offensive coordinator of the Bengals, best friend of Marvin Lewis, returning to face Cincinnati. What's that dynamic like?
The dynamic's going to be kind of cool and fun to watch because as much as we thought hiring Hugh Jackson, it's like he knows this division as good as anybody. He knows that defense and those offensive schemes as well as anybody. Andy Dalton's nuances, where he likes to throw the football and so on and so forth. Well, they know Hugh as well. So I think it's going to be very interesting to watch. And I wouldn't be surprised that if Hugh Jackson's kind of had a small portion of his playbook kind of put aside to maybe exploit some of those things he knows will work against that Cincinnati defense.
Yeah, the knowledge is going to be there. It's going to be more about execution. Yes. Now, one guy who's always had success against this Bengals team, Joe Hayden, has done a great job on A.J. Green. He's officially doubtful, and I think that puts kind of the pressure on these guys to step up and try to slow down Andy Dalton to A.J. Green.
It definitely does, and I think if, in fact, Joe Hayden does not play, I'd expect A.J. Green in some case to have a corner underneath with a safety tipping his way to be doubled all day. So that leaves other weapons to have big days if we're going to limit what A.J. Green can do.
Man, you'll have a new starter at free safety. Undrafted free agent Tracy Howard starting there in place of the injured Jordan Poyer. For the Browns on offense, I think it's going to start up front. They're going to have to get back to running the football. And now you face one of the best fronts in the league led by Geno Atkins.
Yeah, we talked about the front all week on Cleveland Browns Daily. And that defense front's so great. And it allows them to put pressure on the quarterback. They can stop the run in a six-man box and allow them to drop into coverage and really disguise things against this young quarterback in Cody Kessler. So, yes, Isaiah Crowell's got to have a big day. Maybe not the type of day he's had against the Dolphins and the Redskins earlier in the season. But I think the two-headed monster that we've been really preaching and wanting so much more from in Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell, it's got to come on the ground and then some creativity through the air with screens and getting Duke Johnson out in space as well.
And I think we'll see that. Johnson had over 50 yards receiving last week and picked up a long pass interference penalty. You'll see him, I think, flex that a lot. Terrell Pryor, by the way, questionable for this game, will be a game-time decision with the hamstring, and we all hope that he can go. It's the Browns and the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Battle for Ohio will have all the coverage for you, everything you need, right here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
Did those guys run Pryor and Hayden?
Oh, yeah, they tried to move around today. They did. Mm-hmm.
So is it
no. I guess you can assume that. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we are on Sunday.
Hugh, with the injury to Joe and Burley being down and Howard going to safety, do you need to make any moves at corner?
We might, you know, might need to.
The kind of yardage game that Cody had last week, that has to give you confidence to perhaps even increase the amount of the different plays that he might look at this week then, right?
Well, yes and no. You know, the plays are decided based on our game plan. So, sometimes things have come up that way and get a chance to make plays. I don't know if we're going to look at any different plays. We'll do whatever we think we need to do to win the game.
Talked to Joe and he said, "Hey, if you can't run against A.J. Green, you're pretty much you're out of luck, so to speak. If you don't have Joe on Sunday, obviously that's a pretty big concern. But how do you compensate for that loss when trying to shut down a guy who's
find a way? You got to find a way. I mean, that's what it comes down to. If he's not able to go, I mean, it's the next man up, and we got to get it done. You know, that's part of it."
What your emotions will be like Sunday when you're out on that field that you spend so much time on and looking across it.
Right. I appreciate you asking, but this is not my first rodeo. You know, it's not the first time I've been someplace else and gone someplace else. And so I've been through this before. This is a game we're trying to win. So the emotional part will be, like you said, there's a lot of memories there, great memories there. But at the same time, you know, they're trying to beat our team, and we're trying to beat their team. So I'm sure there'll be some high fives and handshakes to people who have met a lot to my career. But you know, we're there to play a game, and that's what we're focused on.
Can we talk to Coach Horton about Danny Shelton a little bit, but we haven't talked to you about him lately. Just how do you see him coming along? What do you think of his development this year?
Improving, getting better. Has played extremely well the last about 3 weeks. And I think he's getting better, you know, every day. Understands the demands of his position and what's expected. And starting to meet those demands. And he's doing well.
When you can have a dominant nose, what does that do for the defense? How does that change?
It's tough. You know, the way they have to block things, you know, is different. He will force double teams where normally you wouldn't have to double team. So he's been very disruptive, you know, in the middle of the line. He needs to continue to do so.
You, Eifert plays for the first time this week. How does it change their offense?
He's a good player. I mean, anytime you get good players back, it always changes your offense or defense. He's a tremendous competitor and catch the ball, make plays. It's a matchup issue. You know, there's a lot of things he can do. So, but he hasn't played football in a long time, you know. So, again, you know, they probably will stick him out there if he's able to go, but, you know, he's got to go play.